Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That's from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 and verse 14. John begins his gospel account introducing us to Jesus of Nazareth by way of revealing Him as the Creator of all things, to instill faith in Jesus as the Christ, the Savior of the world. The Apostle places before us His deity and His becoming man. Matthew and Luke give us details about the coming of Christ through the virgin birth and the fulfillment of God's promise of a deliverer. But in John's introduction, it is going back to the Genesis account to know that the Jesus we know as God's Son was the Word.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe displayed. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze.
And when I think that God His Son not sparing sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing He bled and died to take away my sin.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art.
So when we read the Genesis account and it says, God said, let there be light, Let there be a sky. Let there be waters gathered into one place so that dry ground appears. Let the land produce vegetation. Let there be a sun to rule the day and a moon to govern the night. Let the waters be filled with living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth, and let the land produce living creatures. And then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. There was the Word that made it all. The Jesus we believe in, the Jesus who came to earth to save sinners, the Jesus who was crucified, buried, and raised from the dead, now sits at the right hand of God the Father. This Jesus that we worship will return to this earth to judge mankind in righteousness. Matthew and Mark set Jesus apart from all other human beings who have been born. Jesus was born of the Holy Spirit who overshadowed Mary, and she gave birth to the Savior who is Emmanuel. Jesus is the Word of God. He came to bring God's Word to mankind. The doctrine found in our New Testaments is the Word of God delivered by the Word Himself. It is sacred, and it is imperative that we cherish it to find the blessings that it offers. Paul wrote, "Let the Word of Christ richly dwell within you," admonishing every Christian to stand firm against the devil and his deceitful schemes. He writes, "Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." The writer of the book of Hebrews recorded these words: in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things and through whom He made the universe. And later on in his letter, he writes, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." I share these things today because the message from men today is to undermine everything about the creation of our world. So much is presented as having evolved in one way or another. The great divide today is between those who believe in God and in Jesus and in their eternal existence, along with their creative work, and those who have no faith in a Creator. Everything is seen from a completely different point of view. From the ancient writings of Ecclesiastes, we hear the wisdom of one who had investigated everything under the sun. The pursuit of all knowledge, the pleasures, wealth, and possessions cannot satisfy. When everything has been revealed, explained, and experienced, only one thing matters. The wise man brought to the conclusion everything that could give value to living life, and he wrote, "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." In loving reverence to God and in keeping His word, spoken and written, preserved and proclaimed, life has its valued purpose. Today we want to direct your heart and your mind to the Word of Truth, for in it there is to be found a faith in God, who is the Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God will provide the evidence of the Word of Truth. Just as Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." We pray you are searching the Scriptures that give testimony to Jesus.
There are some things I may not know.
I may not know.
There are some
places
I can't go.
But I am sure
of this one thing. That God is real, for I can feel Him deep within.
My God is real
in my soul.
His love for me is like pure gold.
My God is real, for I can
sins of the way. But since that day,
since that hour,
God has been real, for I can feel His holy power.
My God is real,
real in my soul. My God is real, for He is washed and
made me whole.
His love for me,
is like pure gold.
My God is real.
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory to the church and glory in 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 the church. Able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory in the church and glory in the church and glory throughout our generations.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.